From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. Psalm 113, verse 3. I have a photograph of the sundown and flamingos standing in front of a dark pink sky. And it's one of my favorite verses. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. I remember a long time ago, I was in my early 20s and I had just become a believer, a true believer at least. And I was with a group of singles, maybe there were five or six of us. And one of the girls, she says, she was a pastor's daughter, and she says, "What do you want to do?" Because we were kind of just hanging around. And I said, "Why don't we have a Bible study right now?" And she says, "No, I want to do something fun." And I remember thinking at that time, how could this young woman be a pastor's daughter? And she doesn't want to study the Bible. And I just thought, I thought it was really strange at the time, and now I'm older and I realize that that's the attitude a lot of times. And I have never changed from that. I still love studying the Word and getting into the Scriptures and being in a group of people who know the Lord and want to study Scripture. And one of my favorite songs, especially for Sunday evening, is Blessed Assurance. And the chorus of that song goes, "This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long." Sunday is the day that we as Christians, we call it the Christian Sabbath. It's not actually the Sabbath, it's the Lord's Day, it's the first day of the week. But we have the opportunity on this day to praise God the whole day. We can start in Sunday morning, we finish in Sunday evening, and just recently I found that I have an opportunity to have, you know, some kind of ministry involvement in hearing preaching in the middle of the day, and all of this is just wonderful to me, praising my Savior all the day long. Don't we all want to do that? Again, just this last week, I think it was, or the week before, it's time, I don't think when it's the middle of tax season, I just finished my taxes yesterday. Another minister we had met together for breakfast, and he says, "Don't you feel like, or sometimes feel like retiring every day?" And I thought, no, I love this. I want to do this for the rest of my life. I want to keep preaching. I want to keep ministering. I love my church. I love the Lord. I love His Word. And it is a great joy to be able to do these things. And yes, there are trials involved in the Christian life. But I remember when I was younger, I heard a street preacher, or maybe I didn't hear him. I think I met him and he gave me his book. I did hear him, actually. I heard him preach, and he gave me his book. This is when I was in college, and he had this book of sayings for street preachers, because they have to say something quick, because somebody's just walking right by them. And he said if he saw a drug addict or somebody who looked like that, he would yell out, "The Bible says God is the Most High," 44 times. Now, that's a little, probably a little out of context, and yet it's true. Jesus says, "The thief does not come but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly." John 10:10. Oh, what a joy it is to serve the Lord. Today, another day, another Sunday to serve God. God bless. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity you give us to worship you. And Father, I pray for whoever might hear this little devotional, especially if they hear it this morning, that they will go to church. This might be motivate them to not forsake the assembling of themselves together. This is what we are created for, to worship you, to praise you, to honor and glorify you. And Father, help us to do that. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.